It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Crystal Bregman Mahaney.
Today, our guest is State Representative Steve Helms, representing Missouri's 135th House District here in Springfield. Representative Helms joins us to discuss just a few of the economic priorities and opportunities facing Missouri. Thank you so much for joining us today.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
So we have a short amount of time today and a lot of potential for discussion, so let's dive right in. I know one of your priorities is you were appointed the chair of the Subcommittee on Short-Term Financial Transactions, which sounds incredibly wonky, but essentially looks at payday and predatory loans, correct?
Yes, payday loans, short-term loans. And, you know, one of the really, really confusing aspects of it when we got into the hearings is the fact that everybody thinks of a payday loan as just, you know, payday loans. But there are actually four types of loans that are covered. And their title loans, installment loans, and consumer loans. And so when we were having testimony, even though it was primarily payday loans, people would talk about their title loans and some of the other things, and so it kind of confuses the issue a little bit.
So if you can give our listeners a brief overview of this industry and why the Missouri government is looking into payday loans.
Sure. And that's an important question. Why should government get involved between a transaction between two individuals? And the bottom line is some of the folks that lend out there do it in a predatory fashion. You know, they get folks in there that may not be the most savvy or are in a bind. And, you know, when you're financially under stress and burdened, if you don't have many options, you tend sometimes to make quick decisions that may not be the best long-term ones. And so that's really what we're getting into. And that was one of the complaints that we heard in the committee. And that is folks just don't have the information they need to know what are their options. Or if they have a complaint, they don't necessarily know who to go to. Because believe it or not, when we've gotten the surveys from the Department of Financial Institutions, the one that oversees all this stuff, they say there's very few complaints. I think there are seven formal complaints that were actually heard, and actually there was a problem. So that, and when there's over 1.5 million of these transactions taking place, that's like minuscule. But we still know there's problems out there because we've had testimony of someone who, and you've heard it on the news before, they borrow $300. After 1.5 years, they still owe $299 and they've paid $1,300 in interest. So that's why we need to work on this issue.
Over the course of these hearings, what were some of the key problems that you all found with payday lenders?
You know, I would say it falls under two things. And it's really, you might even just say it's one. And that is rolling it over. Currently under Missouri law, on a payday loan, you can roll that over 6 times. And so what you're doing is you're borrowing a set amount, let's say $300, and your average fees are probably around $50 to $75, which, you know, for a 2-week loan, for someone that's not a family member, for someone that may have bad credit, may have a spotty employment record, you know, paying $50 for, you know, borrowing a short term, that's most people could say that's expensive, but it's probably not predatory. But when they can roll that over and then they don't really pay much down or a very small amount, and then they get another 50 or 75 bucks on there, or, you know, and so you can see how that would add up. And then almost before you know, you've almost borrowed more to pay it off than what you originally borrowed. Now, with the payday loan, again, this is where it kind of gets complicated. A payday loan, the max amount that a lender can charge a person is 75% of the loan amount. So if they borrow $100, the most in interest and fees that lender could charge is 75. And then we'll have people that are listening to us saying, well, wait a minute, I know my aunt, she borrowed $300 and paid $1,000 and still owed the money. Well, that's probably a title loan, an installment loan, or a consumer loan. And so those are the issues we're facing.
So as you said, we've heard plenty of these stories before and found themselves stuck in a cycle whenever they get into these predatory loans. And oftentimes it has to do with the interest rates. Did you hear testimony to that effect? And are you looking to do anything around these exorbitant interest rates?
Again, it goes back to the fact when you talk about the 36 annual percentage rate, and I always want to specify that, is you have annual percentage rate, and then we're going to also talk about capping the loan to a max of the percent of the loan. So the military, the federal government, has capped all military active duty members to 36% annual percentage rate. And so in essence, what that has done nationally or nationwide is no payday lender, no bank lends a short-term rate to a active duty member because they can't make any money. Banks testified that they typically give short-term loans to their members, but they do so at a loss, even with the $50 or $75 fee, because it costs them more than that to actually process the loan. And so I would say that we are not going to, in Missouri, do the annual percentage rate, because then if you cap it, you've destroyed the industry. Matter of fact, another wrinkle to throw in the whole thing is the federal government is going to be capping it if they don't change the rules come next year in 2019. So we've left that alone. We think if we address some of the most egregious thing, and that is capping the max amount that they can pay on a loan, that would keep the aunt from having to pay, you know, multiple times what she borrowed to a more reasonable amount, and also reducing the number of rollovers. And that would preserve the industry, but keep the most egregious things out of the issue.
What do you see is the likelihood of some of these solutions passing through the process this session?
You know, there's and you mentioned Springfield, and we had heard several people come up from Springfield. And actually, the folks in Springfield are some of the ones driving this issue. And that's probably had to do with part of the reason why I was chosen as the chair, because I'm from Springfield. And so I very much am appreciative of the folks that came up there and are looking out, because I think our community is known for caring for their neighbor. And so I'm all for doing what we can. And so I do much appreciate that. And they've come up with innovative solutions. A matter of fact, I don't know if you've had on the show about
We have, yeah, from Chisholm at, University Heights Baptist, University Hope. So I was hoping these two things would dovetail.
So we heard their testimony, and it would be nice to say, let's just cap it at 36 APR. Again, you would shut the industry down. Folks that truly have a need would have nowhere to go. The military has solved this by having loans within the military. So the military's picked up the slack. But for the average person out there, there would be no industry, and there's not enough money with nonprofits that would be able to pick up the slack. And so, again, we want to preserve the industry, but we also want to make it so that we eliminate the true predatory lending.
Thank you so much. This has been a riveting conversation. You have just heard our guest, Representative Steve Helms. So to continue this conversation with Representative Helms or have your questions answered, you can join him Wednesday, March 21st at 6 p.m. at his town hall at the Schweitzer Brentwood Library. Making Democracy Work is brought to you by the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. As always, you can listen to this program and others in the series anytime at ksmu.org.